Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, a piece of good news. Nancy Pelosi is going to appoint a insurrection commission, a select committee to investigate the insurrection on January 6th. It'll be in the House. It'll be bipartisan. If any Republican will agree to join it, they should. Remember, Representative Katko of New York was one of the bipartisan group on the committee that recommended a bipartisan committee. And what happened is Moscow Mitch, and it passed in the House with 35 Republican votes, huge, but in the Senate, Moscow Mitch filibustered it, and we only got 7 or 8 Senate votes. But we've got to get to the bottom of what happened on January 6th. Pelosi will appoint select committee. She'll have a good chair of the committee. And then what will happen? Invite Katko, Liz Cheney, Adam Kinzinger, some of the more moderate people to join it. I don't know if they will. Hope they do. But we got to get to the bottom of it. I'll have subpoena power, drag people in there, drag Kevin McCarthy in there and ask him what Trump told him that afternoon when he said, you got to call him off. Kevin did, Kevin McCarthy. And Trump said, Kevin, apparently these people care more about their country than you do. And then Kevin told that, Kevin McCarthy, to another Republican congresswoman. She broadcast that. And now he's backpedaling. He has to be careful with perjury. Good for Nancy Pelosi. January 6th commission going to be appointed. Going to the lines. Andy of Beaver Dam, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Andy?
Well, Matt, what do you think about this? The Kamala Harris going down to the border and the whole general situation there. She's got a lot of heat for not responding sooner. What do you think she'll be able to do to sort of squelch the criticism and, you know, kind of, you know, try to tackle a very difficult problem with the border?
Yeah, I'm glad you called. That's a key issue. And Andy, let me give you my take on it. I think that is one where the Biden administration dropped the ball, although they can pick the ball up again. In politics, it's a truism that you never react. You always act. If you react, you look weak. She got hit for not going to the border. She went to Guatemala. She went to Mexico. She didn't go to the border. She snapped back and had a wise guy comment that she hasn't been to Europe either. I was surprised to hear she'd never been to Europe. And I don't know that I need a vice president who's never been to Europe. You know, we do have NATO and the EU over there and a lot of history. But in any event, then she goes to El Paso. You know, yes, that's on the border. But El Paso is hundreds of miles, say, from Eagle Pass, which is a point where I've driven into Mexico with some friends. And we went all through Mexico down to Oaxaca and back. So here's the deal. Now they're hitting her. Why are you going to El Paso? You should go to elsewhere on the border. And she sort of is a punching bag. What she should have done is, even before she went to Guatemala, Mexico, go to the border. Go to the border. Go down there. Talk to ICE. See what's going on. And the fact is that almost 200,000 people a month are coming over. 183,000 in April. Almost 200,000 a month. That's 2.4 million a year. You can't have that. You can't have that. And part of it, I think, was a mistake what we've done. First of all, the administration announced that they will reunite anybody with children in the United States. So what happens is tens of thousands of kids get brought up there and thrown over the wall, 20 feet in some cases. Once they get there, that's the way their parents get in. That was a very foolish thing to do. To say that, it incentivized people to send unaccompanied minors up there who were victimized by coyotes along the way. And the president of Guatemala even said that. President of Guatemala said that. The second thing is the law in place had been that people who want to get in, there is a law in, when it comes to refuge, you have to seek refuge in the first country you go into. So if you come from Guatemala into Mexico, you're supposed to seek refuge in Mexico. And the law was when Biden took over, that Trump put in, that they have to stay in Mexico and then they can be evaluated one by one. Well, now what happens is you have almost 200,000 a month coming in, 200,000 a month, and they're released and they're told to come back on a certain day and given a pink slip, and they never come back and they never will come back. And then they'll have children in this country and they'll stay here And that's not the way to handle immigration, frankly. So the Biden administration is trying to appeal to the left by saying we want to get to the root causes. Are you kidding me? These countries are all crooked narco states and with terrible economies. Root causes is there are jobs up here and there is a rule of law where they're not going to be victimized by drug gangs. Are you kidding me? I can say that right now. I don't have to go down to the border. Don't have to go down to the border. So what do you do? These are crooked narco states. The Secretary of Defense of Mexico was indicted up here for being with a cartel. We had hundreds of emails, recorded conversations. Mexico said, if you don't return him to us for justice, we'll out your undercover agents who will be killed down there. So Trump's people and Barr returned him and they released him and they praised him. They said that recorded conversations and texts are circumstantial evidence. They're crooked. One of the previous presidents in the El Chapo trial was described as having taken a $100 million bribe to the cartels. The present president said his response to the cartels are hugs, not bullets. Are you kidding me? Hugs, not bullets? They had El Chapo's son, and they're about to capture him, and they let him go. El Chapo was caught down there, and he spent a year digging a tunnel out right in front of the guards' noses. The fact is you have corrupt governments throughout Central America, including Mexico, and you have bad economic opportunity. And that's why people want to come here. Now, the good thing is these people come here and they're hard workers and they're good people. If these were jihadists like they're doing in Europe, they'll come to burn every cathedral in the country and murder people with knives and axes on the street. My solution is in Europe, the United States, Canada, New Zealand, all the Western civilization, repel jihad, do not let it in through immigration. And with regard to Latin America, tell people that unaccompanied minors are going to be returned to those countries. And if we have to, we'll build orphanages for them. But we are not going to have 200,000 people coming in here every month illegally and then say, well, find foster parents for these kids, bring the parents in. We're not going to do it. So Kamala Harris is... I don't know how much of it is Kamala Harris and how much of it is the Department of Homeland Security and how much of it is the State Department and who's doing what. But that is a real problem. And just glossing it over. And the president of Mexico says we have to get at the root causes of the cartels. The root causes of the cartels are the money that his Secretary of Defense, his former Secretary of Defense took as a bribe and his former president took as a bribe. Are you kidding me? They're being bought off and they murder each other. Some of them drive along the border. There was a video where you had people from the United Senators on a boat on the River Grande and the cartels were driving pickup trucks, a couple hundred yards away. Why weren't they droned? When we have accumulations of meetings of cartels, drone them, treat them like ISIS. The point is we have to be a lot tougher. And the Democratic Party, we're going to go into the 2022 elections and what? We're going to go, okay, we have to get at the root causes of crime. Are you kidding me? Okay. Coming to the end of the show, you got some great programming coming up. And you're going to have a great weekend coming up. Great programming. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Devil's Advocate with Diamond Crute, my friend Earl Ingram. Saturday, the Jewel of Saturday programming, Pizza Box Mike. He thinks outside the pizza box. Pizza Box Mike, good man. Matt Flynn Direct. We'll be back Monday, same time, same place. Have a good weekend. Bucks will win tonight. Matt Flynn Direct signing off for now. Ain't nobody got time to wait. Can't put it in the hands of fate. Ain't nobody got time to wait.